The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Patriot is WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul, FM 107.5, K298CO Minneapolis, Intelligent Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. With the clock ticking, President Biden and congressional leaders hoping to avert a potential default as talks are slated in the upcoming week. Former Missouri GOP Senator Jim Talent faults Biden and the Democrats for the impasse.
I think what Biden wants is to break McCarthy and the Republicans down. I don't think he can do that, in part because they've passed a bill. In other words, they've passed legislation which will prevent a default. The ball is now in the Senate's corner to do something. Now, if Biden can try and motivate the Senate, but if it fails at this point, it's because the Senate hasn't been able to pass a bill.
Meanwhile, as lawmakers and the president try to find a way forward, U.S. consumers have become very pessimistic. University of Michigan survey shows consumer sentiment has slumped in the last 6 months. This is SRN News.
This week in the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt, brought to you in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. The crisis at our southern border is getting worse as Title 42 expires.
It's literally a voluntary invited invasion by the President of the United States.
Join us for our program, review, and sign up for our podcast at townhallreview.com.
Every Saturday evening at 7 and Sunday nights at 11, here on AM 1280, The Patriot, Intelligent Radio.
If you like what you hear on air each day on AM 1280 The Patriot, drop by and give us a like on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. You can even visit us on the visual side of things by searching for AM 1280 The Patriot on Instagram. Your evening forecast tonight, low around 50 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Into Monday, sunshine for the afternoon, high around 77. You're listening to AM 1280 The Patriot inside your 4 o'clock hour this afternoon. Stay tuned, the Victory Hour with Andrew Parker coming up.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement, creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Mitch Lyons, best-selling author and executive producer of a new Hollywood documentary called The Baby Boomer Dilemma. In this film, economists and Nobel Prize-winning PhDs from Wharton, MIT, and Stanford share a strange concept I call the retirement discount. It gives you more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and your money is never at risk if the market crashes. That's right. If the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even people who are on track have shifted money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you are over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money, call to get a free copy of this brand new movie, 1-800-578-3535. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you get it completely free, plus 2 hours of bonus behind-the-scenes footage. No credit card required. Call right now. 1-800-578-3535. That's 1-800-578-3535. Again, 1-800-578-3535.
Premier Pool and Spa is having the best sale of the year right now on all weather pools. You'll save $5,000. If you've been dreaming of a backyard pool to cool off during our hot Minnesota summers, the all-weather pool is perfect. If you'd love a spa to jump into after a hard day at the salt mine, the all-weather pool is for you. You see, an Arctic Spa all-weather pool from Premier Pool and Spas is a hot tub, a spa, and a swimming pool all in one. You could spend six figures for an in-the-ground pool, wait a few months for it to be installed, and then jump in just in time to close it for the winter. Or you could get an Arctic Spa all-weather pool from Premier Pool and Spa to enjoy immediately for a fraction of the cost. Arctic Spa's all-weather pools are engineered for the world's harshest climates, so they're perfect for Minnesota all year round. Premier Pool and Spa's service team is the best in the business, so you never have to worry. Save $5,000 now on the Arctic Spa all-weather pools at Premier Pool and Spa. PremierPools.com or visit their showroom in Chanhassen.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted each year, leading to injuries and death. They know that if someone doesn't lawfully comply or resists, force may have to be used to obtain compliance. Nobody likes it, especially police. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Don't argue, resist, or flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now. Complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. Learn more at nationalpolice.org.
Hear the top voices in conservative radio on your Amazon smart speaker.
Now streaming AM 1280 The Patriot. Intelligent radio.
Just ask Alexa to play The Patriot Minneapolis. That's Play The Patriot Minneapolis. Sightseeing in Paris, at the mall in Bloomington, or on horseback in Dallas. We're where you are. Listen to AM 1280 The Patriot at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
Portions of this program may have been pre-recorded.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
It's time now for a smart, plain talk regarding politics, Israel, and the law. This is the Victory Hour with Andrew Parker of Parker Daniels Keyboard. Wise counsel, winning results. Now, here's your host, Andrew Parker.
I'm impressed with my attorney, Bernie. I'm impressed with his influential friends. He's got very big connections.
It's Sunday, 4 o'clock, and that means it's the best hour in radio of the week. It is the Victory Hour. I'm Andrew Parker, and thank you once again for joining us. We're coming to you live from the Parker Daniels Keyboard Studios, downtown Minneapolis. And we do so each week, Sundays, 4 to 5, live on 1280 AM, The Patriot. If you miss, you can connect with a replay from 6 to 7 on Freedom 1570. You can live stream from anywhere, and there are folks doing that, and we welcome them all from around the country and even places outside of the United States, listening in. We talk politics, Israel, and the law each week. The interface between politics and Israel are the focus this week. As I try to answer the question of the dire consequences when we have legislators, either at the state level or the federal level, that peddle falsehoods and hate, unfortunately. And the question today is, who is Rashida Tlaib? Have you heard of her? Many of you may have, but I would guess there are many who have not as well. Unless you follow politics or you're from the Dearborn, Michigan area, you may not have heard of Rashida Tlaib. Of course, she is a member of the quote-unquote squad, and that may be some basis or foundation for you having heard of her. Next to Ilhan Omar, who here in Minnesota we all know of, and many people around the country certainly do. She is perhaps the leading advocate for far-left, leftist, progressive ideology. Arguably even more so than Bernie Sanders, though he is somewhat of a mentor on leftist progressive policy and socialist policy for the squad members, including Tlaib and Ilhan Omar. But we're going to focus today, as I said, on the intersection between politics and Israel. And why is it that Rashida Tlaib's name comes up when it comes to Israel? Well, because she has very strong opinions about the single and only Jewish state, Jewish country in the entire world. A very small country, as I've said before, about the size of New Jersey. Very small in population as well. Not even 10 million people, about 9 in the entire country. Yet, Tlaib has a voracious appetite for assailing the single and only Jewish state in the world, and for talking about its demise, its destruction. Maybe not in those terms, but effectively, that is what she propagates. And she is not just an activist, part of an organization, for example. She is in a special group, a group of 435. That is, individuals that are elected and make up the U.S. House of Representatives in this entire country of 330 million plus people. 435 and only 435 have been given the authority to make decisions that affect all of us, including our relationships overseas, including with the state of Israel. And so because she is one of those 435 and has been elected from the Dearborn, Michigan area, just outside of Detroit, Michigan, she takes on special authority and power and therefore attention as to what her opinions and attitudes are. And never before, I dare say, in the history of the United States, have we had members of Congress who get a vote, either in the House or the Senate or in the administration, who have such broad decision-making authority, who have such hatred for one of the most democratic and representative countries in the world, and again, the only Jewish country. So who is Rashida Tlaib? Well, she's the eldest of 14 children. She was born in 1976 to a working class Palestinian immigrant family in Detroit. Her mother was born in Beit Ur el-Foka, near the West Bank city of Ramallah, now called the capital of the Palestinian territories. And her father was born in Beit Hanina, a neighborhood in Jerusalem. Some would say in East Jerusalem. I don't believe there is an East-West Jerusalem, but for some purposes, the phrase is used, so I use it here. Her name, Rashida, means righteous. We're going to talk in a little bit about how righteous she is. Her parents first moved from the territories where they lived to Nicaragua, and then to Detroit, where her father took up a position on the assembly line in Ford Motor Company. And as immigrants, raised all of their kids here in the United States. Rashida Tlaib went to high school and graduated. She then went and got a bachelor's degree in political science from Wayne State in 1998, and then her law degree from Thomas Cooley Law School in 2004, and was admitted to the bar in 2007. She worked for a Michigan representative, and when he retired, he suggested that she run for his seat, and she won that seat in 2008 and was reelected in 2010 and again in 2012 for the Michigan House of Representatives. She ran for the Senate in 2014 because she couldn't run for the House due to term limits. She lost in 2014 for the Senate. And then in 2018, she ran for the House of Representatives to take on or take over John Conyers' seat that he had had since 1965. And this is that Dearborn, Michigan seat, suburban area outside of Detroit. It is a D plus 32, one of the most Democratic districts in the entire country. And that is the district that she won in 2018, was reelected in 2020, and reelected again in 2022. Her victory initially in 2018 was by a margin of 900 votes. Her victory by the time we reached 2022 was 71% of the vote. 64% in the Democratic primary over three other challengers. It does not appear as though she is going to be defeated. And she continues to be propped up and supported as a hero within the Democratic Party. We're going to talk more about Rashida Tlaib and some of her positions and why it is that maybe we should have some concern. Maybe her messaging is not the type of message that we want in the United States at all, let alone in the halls of Congress. Would it be appropriate to walk the halls of Congress using the N-word? Of course it wouldn't. Someone would be drummed out. Is it appropriate to walk the halls of Congress espousing the destruction of this Jewish state, the only Jewish state in the world? No, but she doesn't do that, people say. Well, doesn't she? I mean, she doesn't in those words, that's true. Make up your own mind in that regard. And that's what I want you to do. I'm just saying it's out there. People have talked about it. So we'll analyze that a bit. We're going to also talk about what's going on in Israel today. The rockets that are being launched by those that Rashida Tlaib apparently supports. How about the brawl that happened in Minneapolis at a Minneapolis convention recently for city council? Talk about that. If we have time, give us a call, 651-289-4488. We'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us. Go to ParkerDK.com. Just a few moments. Take care of business.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
How about this MyPillow guy? He turns his life around, invents a product that revolutionizes the sleep industry, but that is not enough. He launches a whole store of sleep and bath-related products. Hi, this is Andrew Parker with some wise counsel and winning results. Not about the law, but rather about high-quality sleep, which translates into high-quality living. And there is nothing better for high-quality sleep than MyPillow sleep goods. And I'm not just talking pillows. I've got most of the MyPillow sleep product line, from the 400 thread count bed sheets, to the mattress topper, to the waffle blankets, down comforters, and the sleepwear, all top quality. Go to MyPillow.com to place your order, or call 1-800-334-8902. Get up to 66% off with the special offer code VICTORY. Up to 66% off on your entire order
with the special offer code VICTORY.
Hi, this is Tim Oberg from the Kingdom Builders. Hey, us Minnesotans are a hardy bunch and have endured another tough winter. Now that spring and summer are coming, it's again time to assess what's happened to your roof or gutters and siding in the past year. The icing conditions we saw all winter may have damaged your roof or gutters, plus we're still seeing roofs damaged from last year's hailstorms. Be advised, many insurance companies only allow a year from the storm date to file a claim on any damage, so it may be prudent to take a look at your roof and gutters if you were hit with any decent-sized hail last year. As always, the Kingdom Builders offers free, no-obligation assessments of your roof and gutters. We'll tell you how much life is left on your roof. All you need to do is give our office a call at 612-900-9166, and we'll get someone out to look things over. Or you can send us a note at thekingdombuilders.com. For roofing, siding, gutters, or replacement windows, remember thekingdombuilders.com. Thanks, and may God bless you real good.
Did your employer make you sign a promissory note when joining the company, and now you want to leave, but you're afraid your firm will pursue you personally for that debt? This is Jesse Keyboard from the law firm Parker Daniels Keyboard. I recently represented a client who had signed such a note, and I was able to get them out of their $500,000 debt to their company, which allowed them the freedom to exit a bad employment situation and enter a much better one. Meeting our clients' objectives is our focus at Parker Daniels Keyboard, and in this regard, we win. Our experienced trial team of lawyers at Parker Daniels Keyboard have secured major victories in state and federal courts across the country and through arbitration. We have the legal expertise in all types of business disputes, labor and employment matters, real estate matters, shareholder disputes, financial transactions, security issues, and appeals. For wise counsel, winning results, contact us at Parker Daniels Keyboard, a premier litigation law firm that provides efficient, aggressive, and innovative solutions to complex legal problems. Wise counsel, winning results. Go to ParkerDK.com.
We're back. Happy Mother's Day. A day worth celebrating, no doubt about it. Mothers, the backbone of society, I believe, in many respects, ethical, moral society, and beautiful day to celebrate. So I hope you're all having a wonderful Mother's Day. Note that next week on the Victory Hour, we are hoping to have on Republican supporter Tom Rosen on the Victory Hour, head of and founder of Rosen Diversified, and a someone who really thinks about these issues and is on the ground because he is so greatly affected, business across the board, affected by what the government does. So we're going to talk some public policy and how the Republican Party is doing or not in the state of Minnesota, and it'll be right at the end of the legislative session here in the state. Should be a very interesting discussion with Tom Rosen. A couple weeks down the trail, I think I may have a show in which a very interesting political raconteur I will have on, and he will interview yours truly about some opinions that I have on some subjects current of the day and kind of turn the show around a bit where I am, in fact, not hosting at all. Tom Emmer will be on the show hopefully in June. As you know, we had planned on having him on in May, but with the debt ceiling issues and his position as majority whip, critical position for this type of policy and vote that is coming up in the House of Representatives, May was, well, a difficult month for him. So we're going to look for the month of June. Let's go back and take further look at Rashida Tlaib and some of the things. Let's take stock as to whether I am being too harsh and maybe not fair about how strong and difficult she has been against one of our greatest allies in the world, that is the state of Israel.
and the only Jewish state, whether she applies a completely different standard, not even just a double standard, a completely different standard that compared to what's applied to the rest of the world in her mind. And whether she is a propagator of truth or just complete falsehood. Statements that she has made. Well, she supports the Palestinian right of return, which if there is a quote-unquote right of return, as if the Palestinians are returning to their land, that in and of itself is a false statement. The indigenous native people of the land of Israel, the entirety of the land of Israel, are the Jews. They have been there despite having been kicked out by the powers of the day numerous times over the millennia. They have been there consistently for thousands of years, literally. And there is archaeological scientific proof of it. There is obvious proof as well. You'd need merely go to the city of David just outside the old city walls in Jerusalem, where I recently was just a few weeks ago, to see it for your own, with your own eyes. So the indigenous people are the Jews in the area. Nobody wants to talk about that because they say, yeah, we get into a fight over, no, it's my land. No, it's my land. I mean, there really aren't two perspectives on it if you're being honest with the fact that the Jews existed and were there before Muhammad or Islam ever even began. So you've got to have that discussion at a minimum to begin with. And so this idea of a right of return, a return to your land sort of thing, really is a falsehood in and of itself. But even if you apply the sense of, well, nothing existed before the Turks took over that area of the world, which there's really no basis to say that, but even if you were going to say that, the right of return effectively means the elimination of the state of Israel. And that has never occurred anywhere in the world in any sort of similar, quote-unquote, refugee situation. But that's what she supports. And again, it would be the elimination of the Jewish state. There would go from one Jewish state in the world to none. She also supports a one-state solution, not a two-state solution, a one-state solution, which again, meaning the elimination of the Jewish state. That is her, that's code for what I had said before, the decimation, destruction of the Jewish state of Israel. Even J Street, a far-left Jewish organization that calls on Israel to make concessions that are beyond any sort of reason, and I don't agree with J Street, as you can tell. Even that organization has stated that Rashida Tlaib, they withdrew her support for Rashida Tlaib due to this view regarding the one-state solution. She is one of very few members of Congress to openly support boycott, divestment, and sanctions from the state of Israel. That is to pull support from the state of Israel to decimate and destroy the critical nature of its economic structure and foundation of its economic position. That is BDS. She supports it. Again, very few members of Congress do. She does. It would amount to the destruction, again, of the nascent 75-year-old nation of Israel. She has opposed funding for the Iron Dome. The Iron Dome is a miracle military support in defense of the state of Israel. It is not an offensive weapon. It does not fire to kill anybody or anything. It is a defensive weapon to protect people from being killed. Rashida Tlaib opposed the funding for it. What does that tell you? I mean, think about that. Iron Dome is, it literally, it takes rockets out of the air. Only those rockets that are headed toward a civilian population. Others, they let land in cornfields or wheat fields. Not as much corn there. Wheat fields. And they take out of the air rockets that are headed, again, toward civilian populations. It's an unbelievable. I've been in very close to the batteries of the Iron Dome, as well as inside. We had a great opportunity to be inside one of the modules that control the Iron Dome missiles, all computerized, etc. Developed by the U.S. and Israel together, mainly Israeli invention. She wanted to prevent any sort of funding by that. She was in support of boycotting HBO host Bill Maher, the far-left HBO host Bill Maher, boycotting him after he denounced the BDS movement. Unbelievable. She spoke at the gala for American Muslims for Palestine, a group that supports an end to, quote-unquote, Israeli occupation of the West Bank and equality for Arab Israelis and a right of return. The American or Anti-Defamation League has stated that this is an extreme anti-Israel organization that provides cover for anti-Semitic tropes. And that is the American Muslims for Palestine. This is where Rashida Tlaib spoke. She made the comment in December of 2020 on the International Day of Solidarity with the Palestinian People, comments that included the phrase, "From the river to the sea," which is a nationalistic Palestinian slogan associated with calling for the elimination of Israel. It was one of the big nationalist slogans by Egypt when they were trying to push every Jew into the Mediterranean Sea. From the river to the sea is from the Jordan Valley, the Jordan River, to the Mediterranean Sea, which is the entirety of the state of Israel. That's where it lies. So the idea of eliminating every Jew in that region is the elimination of the state of Israel. And she used that phrase in her keynote just a few, you know, a couple years ago. Just in 2021, she called Israel an apartheid state on the House floor of the United States House of Representatives. And this was during the Iron Dome debate. Ted Deutch, one of her fellow Democrats, responded by accusing her of anti-Semitism, her own fellow Democrat. But yet she continues, and she's praised by Joe Biden, by Nancy Pelosi, and other leaders of the Democratic Party. It's just not right. We'll be right back to have more discussion about Rashida Tlaib and some of the comments she's made and whether they're true or false. Basic comments and what came up this week about Nakba Day, the catastrophe day, that is the creation of the state of Israel, viewed as a catastrophe. We're going to talk about why that is, whether it has foundation in truth. We'll be right back after this short break. Go to ParkerDK.com and learn more about the premier law firm in downtown Minneapolis, Parker Daniels Keyboard. Stay with us.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Mark Twain once quipped, "A lie can travel halfway around the world while the truth is still putting on its shoes." When you are lied about and it spreads, the resulting mayhem and destruction can be, and often is, disastrous. Hi, this is Andrew Parker, co-founder of the Parker Daniels Keyboard Law Firm. I recently handled a high-profile defamation lawsuit on behalf of a luxury home real estate agent whose business was decimated by falsehoods spread about him. After nearly 2 years of litigation and 2 weeks of trial, the jury came back with a verdict of more than $2 million for our client. Parker Daniels Keyboard. We litigate cases, we try cases, and we win cases. With a record of excellence in achieving extraordinary results, Parker Daniels Keyboard lawyers have consistently won huge verdicts for its clients in the areas of defamation, civil rights violations, regulatory battles, and intellectual property theft. For wise counsel and winning results, contact us at Parker Daniels Keyboard, premier law firm in downtown Minneapolis.
Dennis Prager here. Sue and I mean it when we say dogs are part of our family, and there's nothing like their loyal companionship. So we provide them with Rough Greens, R-U-F-F, because we want them to feel healthy and be with us as long as possible. I know Charlie Kirk feels the same way.
The Pragers and I couldn't agree more. I rely on my trusted furry friend, Mr. Briggs, who's an absolute machine, and he relies on me to provide what's best for him. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black has packed Rough Greens, not a dog food, but a supplement full of vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, and omega oils that Mr. Briggs absolutely needs and loves. Trying Rough Greens for your dog just makes sense.
Greetings, naturopathy Dr. Dennis Black here. I'm honored that the Pragers and Charlie trust their dog's health to Rough Greens. I'm so confident that Rough Greens can help your dog too that I'm offering you a free Jumpstart trial bag. Just cover the shipping. Yes, dog food is dead food, but it doesn't have to be. Go to RUFFGreens.com.
Hi, this is Andrew Parker with some wise counsel and winning results. First, the counsel. Go to MyPillow.com. And take a look at the outstanding extended product line that they have. We're talking top quality products. How do I know? Because I have them. Slippers and slip-ons, robes, towel sets, throw blankets and loungewear. All best in class. And when you're done taking care of yourself, take care of the dogs too. They have outstanding dog beds. Now for the winning results. Results happen once you order. So pick up your number two pencil and your yellow pad and jot this down. 1-800-334-8902. That's 1-800-334-8902. Or go to MyPillow.com. Place your complete order. And with the offer code VICTORY, you get up to 66% off. That's right, VICTORY for 66% off. It's the Victory Hour. Thank you once again for joining us this beautiful Mother's Day as we're talking about Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib. And why is she on her on our minds currently? Well, this past week, she organized and planned on holding a big event in Washington in Congress, as she is a member of Congress from the outskirts or suburbs of Detroit, Michigan. And so she carries some weight as one of the 435. And she was putting on an event called Nakba 75. Nakba in Arabic means catastrophe. And the catastrophe she is referring to is the creation of the Jewish state of Israel 75 years ago. It is being celebrated by most countries, but more particularly by Jews around the world, as the reestablishment of the Jewish homeland. the indigenous people of that land, people who were there thousands of years ago, even before the existence of Islam, of the Muslim religion. And she refers to it as a catastrophe. And she takes policies and positions that would support the elimination of the state of Israel. She bases this on, and this celebration, or commemoration, she calls it, 75 years ago, the reestablishment of the State of Israel, something that was offered to both Jews and Arabs alike by the UN to have a partition plan. The Jews, even though they believed that it was unfair and splintered the country into small parts, accepted the plan because it was something. And they had such a yearning to return to even a part, small part of their land, they would accept the plan and live by it in peace. The Arabs, in particular the Palestinians, did not. Now, this is where the facts go awry, because Rashida Tlaib claims that the Jews in 1948 engaged in ethnic cleansing of the Palestinians and attacked and murdered in huge droves Palestinian Arabs in their homes. Now, this is just an absolute outrageous falsehood when she raises it to the level of ethnic cleansing. There was war waged by the Arab nations against the then just beginning country that the Jews had accepted. This broken up little islands of land making up the State of Israel that was offered by the UN. The Jews in the area were able to fight back and defend their ground and even create a country out of it, but they were attacked to be destroyed. Now, the Palestinians, in some respects, got caught in the middle of this war. They certainly fought on behalf of the Arabs. But there is a treasure trove of documentation on this subject. This is not guessing. And much of it, thousands, hundreds of thousands of documents, were released 2 decades ago and have been analyzed and studied. And what Rashida Tlaib is espousing is just false, inaccurate. In fact, it was the Jews who were kicked out from Arab lands during this time, killed or removed. And there's no question about it. There's no dispute about it. Nearly a million of them, about 800,000 to 900,000. And so the papers, the historic documentation, which has been analyzed, and I recommend to you I still think it's one of the best articles out there on the subject. It was written about 15 years ago. But Rashida Tlaib continues to ignore it. Written by Ephraim Karsh in Commentary, which often does lengthy investigative reports, entitled 1948, Israel and the Palestinians, the True Story. And it goes through a lengthy article, an exhaustive review of the archival evidence that tells the true story of what happened based upon the documents, letters, government documentation of the time. So read that article. Also, read the Rutledge, and I've brought this up a number of times on the show, but you got to get it. It's just the best. The Rutledge Atlas of the Arab-Israeli Conflict. The Rutledge Atlas of the Arab-Israeli Conflict by Martin Gilbert, Sir Martin Gilbert. It's in its seventh edition. I have several of the editions and several copies. It is a book with commentary and maps, and it describes what happened all the way back to biblical times, but it has a very strong section on the creation of the State of Israel and what came before it, including the Mufti of Jerusalem, Husseini, the leader of the religious leader of the Palestinian people at the time, pre-World War II, into World War II, and into the creation of the State of Israel, but certainly a huge supporter of Adolf Hitler and the Nazis, the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, Husseini. There's no dispute about that. So the foundation of what this Nakba 75 is just a complete false foundation. Now, there may be reason for hatred toward the creation of the State of Israel by colonial powers, etc. But the opportunity for peace has been there, and we've talked about it on other shows repeatedly. And that's what Israel wants, is peace with its Palestinian neighbors. And that's why they have offered up to 98% of what that the partition plan was, and even beyond. So, I don't know. Nakba 75 shouldn't happen. Not in the way Rashida Tlaib speaks about it. And she went on all the media shows and just was never challenged. MSNBC was one of the worst, just buying into these lies. And people who listen to those shows and don't study it, they accept them. And that's where Jew hatred comes from. In part. We'll be back after this short break. I want to pick up on what's happening in Israel today with the rocket fire from Hamas. That another one that Rashida Tlaib supports. She supports Hamas in the Gaza Strip time and time again vis-a-vis the Israelis. And we're going to talk about what they're doing. And if we have time, we'll even talk about here, right at home here in the city of Minneapolis and the political conventions. Take a short break. Go to ParkerDK.com. Stay with us this beautiful Mother's Day, and we got a whole nother segment. Keep that seat warm. We'll be right back.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
A record of success second to none. Parker Daniels Keyboard Law Firm, the numbers tell the story. The last five cases our lawyers have brought to trial have resulted in million and multi-million dollar verdicts for our plaintiff clients and zero defense verdicts for our defense clients. Put simply, we try cases and we win cases. Hi, I'm Andrew Parker. At Parker Daniels Keyboard, we take our work personally and we go the extra mile. That is why some of the biggest law firms, locally and nationally, send cases to us to handle when they can't. If you have a challenging and critically important business or personal legal dispute that must be favorably resolved, whether regarding a contract matter
a business divorce, a real estate dispute, an employment dispute, a civil rights or defamation matter, Plain Talk, if it's a big deal, contact us at Parker Daniels Keyboard. Wise counsel, winning results. Go to ParkerDK.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PARK for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PARK for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PARK.
The best way to get a good night's sleep is having a good pillow. One that won't go flat. One that you can wash and dry as many times as you want, and it maintains its shape. One that is made right here in the good old U.S. of A. Well, there's one place and only one place where you can get all of that. And that's from the MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell, the creator of the best pillow that revolutionized the sleep industry. Mike is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever right now. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King pillows are only $5 more. How do you order? Call 1-800-334-8902. That's 1-800-334-8902. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the discount code VICTORY. That's right, discount code VICTORY for this special offer. We're back. Thank you for joining us today, and thank you for staying with us. 651-289-4488. If we have time, we'll get you on the air. That's the number to call. We're talking about Israel and the lack of peace, and worst yet, the fact that peace is being undermined by members of the United States House of Representatives. In particular, Rashida Tlaib, perhaps the worst, the entire House, Ilhan Omar maybe as well. As they vote against the Iron Dome, a defensive weaponry to protect Israeli citizens, as they support boycott, divestment, and sanctions with the intent of destruction of the state of Israel, when they use such phrases as from the river to the sea, still in today's day and age, a phrase used by Abdel Nasser when he was spiriting his troops to destroy and murder every Jew from the river to the sea. This is the phrase that is reestablished, reused by Rashida Tlaib, a member of Congress, and who is given great praise by President Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi over and over again. Now, when Steve King of Iowa, a member of the Republican House of Representatives, made some statements that were beyond the pale, over the line for sure, he was drummed out by the Republican Party. Not so. Not so with Rashida Tlaib, interestingly. It's troubling to me. It is. She can vote whatever way she wants. She can make statements which I think are vile and anti-Semitic and destructive to any sort of peace. She can do that.
but they should have consequences. And within the Democratic Party, they should. Well, they don't. And when it comes to response by Israelis to what? From Tuesday to Friday of this past week, more than 1,000 rockets launched into the state of Israel. Just in 72 hours, including a barrage of rockets launched at Jerusalem. Launched to Tel Aviv, where I was in both those cities just a few weeks ago. And I had some business and talking to some folks there when I had returned. They had just come out of the bomb shelter because of sirens due to the launching of these rockets. We're talking businessmen. In the one of the top five cities in the world, that is Tel Aviv, by most any ranking. Do a little research on it. I think they always appear top five, top 10 for sure, but usually in the top five. They're in bomb shelters because of Islamic Jihad, because of Hamas. Hamas, an organization that Rashida Tlaib has spoken kindly of. Lucky that we have David Sling, a system to take out rockets. And they were used in this barrage. But mainly it's Iron Dome. Those are two different systems. One is for the longer range missile, the other for a shorter range missile. And Israel has to deal with this day in and day out. How long would it take you to demand from your government to take care of getting shot at with rockets that fall from the sky in the thousands? How long would it take you before you demanded action? A neosecond, nanosecond. No. It's not acceptable. And so when there's a counteroffensive, and it took quite a while for there to be a counteroffensive in Israel after these rockets began, as they were hoping that it would stop immediately. It got worse. And then when the counteroffensive is taken by Israel, look at what the headlines say. Even here in the Twin Cities, the Star Tribune, which should be ashamed of itself, making statements about Israel's offensive and claiming that the rockets from Gaza City were a response to Israel's offensive. That's just bunk. But that's the way it gets reported. And it gets reported 30 Palestinians killed, including children, underline, exclamation point, and yes, it's horrific. I want to say that it is horrific. But it is something that the Israelis try and try and try to avoid, but will not sit idly by when its citizens are being threatened, terrorized daily with rocket fire. Nor should they, nor any democratic country. Nor should any democratic country. And it is why Rashida Tlaib's statements, the words she uses, the position she takes, give cover for Hamas and Islamic Jihad when they know they have allies like her in the United States House of Representatives. That's who Rashida Tlaib is, that cover. She should be removed from all committees, and the Democratic Party should deal with her continuing to be in the House.
Parker Daniels Keyboard, Wise Counsel, winning results.
I look forward to talking with you next week. And again, have a wonderful conclusion to Mother's Day.
From Winston Churchill.
We'll talk to you next week with Tom Rosen from Rosen Diversified. Until then, freedom, have a great week.
Honor, duty, mercy, and hope.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Salmon fishing in Alaska, at an amusement park in Green Bay, or taking a stroll through Loring Park. We're where you are. Stream AM 1280, The Patriot, at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I start every day by reading through the stories at Daybreak Insider. It's a look at today's most compelling stories and provides responses from key conservatives in media and politics. Over 250,000 people get Daybreak Insider by email daily, and it's available to you at no cost. Go to DaybreakInsider.com and simply plug in your email. That's DaybreakInsider.com. In 5 minutes, you will be the most informed person in the office. That's DaybreakInsider.com.
Salem Surround partners with your business to deliver custom digital marketing solutions. Surround your target audience wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review to keep your business top of mind. Learn more at minneapolis.salemsurround.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.